97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations.
Oh, who needs Anthony Mackie to be Captain America when we have our own Captain America? Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Pyro, how are you?
I should be Captain America. I should be Superman, Batman. I mean, right now, for those of you that are out there and big into the Disney stuff and have watched maybe movies with your girls, maybe some of your boys, I don't know, I don't judge. I am Flynn Rider in my household. And I don't know if, Mark, you probably don't know who Flynn Rider is.
I do not.
But, Kim, are you there?
No, Kim's off today, but it's Tangled.
Correct.
Oh, correct. Okay. I've not seen that one. Okay.
Now, ironically, here you go. You ready for this?
Yes.
There's a tie into what we do. Flynn Rider, this movie came out in 2010, before Frozen. First of all, it's an amazing movie. It really is good, like legitimately good. But the actor who played Flynn Rider is now one of these Hollywood guys that is all aboard the Trump train.
Oh.
Zachary Levi.
Okay.
We've had him on multiple programs here. Isn't that wild?
It is.
It's just insane, the synergy that's going on.
I've been watching this Captain. I've been watching the trailers for Captain America, and obviously, it's not Steve Rogers anymore, right? They've changed characters here, and I was still willing to go give it a look, maybe. But once this Mackie guy came out and said what he said, that you got to separate Captain America from America, I'm like, dude, you should have really thought that through a little bit more. Before you said that, because now I don't really have, if that's what he thinks, I don't have any interest in seeing it.
Yeah. Missed the boat on that. especially when you look at like what is doing well in Hollywood. What has done well? Top Gun.
Yeah.
The remake, you know, very, very patriotic.
Yeah.
Let's go through all the Oscar nominees right now. Ready? Exactly. Nobody knows any of these movies.
I don't know any of them.
Because they are all artsy-fartsy films that have no commercial appeal. Nobody's telling the wife, hey, wife, let's go have date night and watch the movie about transgender surgeries that is going to get, like, that got all the nominations. Like, that is not happening. People don't want that. And if you needed any further proof, look at the results from November 5th.
Yep.
Right?
That's a great point, Todd.
So maybe these movies are doing well in art houses in L.A. and New York, but people don't want this crap. I consistently say this. What do people want? They want Wedding Crashers 2. We need to make it happen.
Thank you. Why did they not make a sequel to that movie? They teased us.
Such a great point.
I know. Yeah.
If I am part of this crew that wants to like appeal to Trump and I have billions upon billions of dollars, I fund this thing. And this isn't a joke, because for Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, if all these guys got together and started a production company just for this movie, You know Vince Vaughn's on board. Vince Vaughn was at the inauguration.
He might be getting a little long in the tooth to play that role these days, right?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
I'm just thinking. Vince Vaughn going to weddings and picking up 25-year-old bridesmaids.
He's a pioneer. He poisoned his mom's oatmeal. Erroneous on both counts. I know this movie perfectly. It's the greatest movie. We need to make a second one.
You leave Dorothy Mantooth out of your mouth. Is that what he said?
Also a great Vince Vaughn line.
Yes, thank you.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. I love that. That was a great movie, too. Was that Anchorman 1 or 2? Which is when he said that.
Was
that
1?
Yeah, 2 was kind of, yeah.
Anchorman 2, there's some funny moments in Anchorman 2.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. Wow. So let's talk about what's in the news right now up in New York. What are they starting to call what's Kristi Noem's new nickname? Ice Barbie. I saw on Twitter yesterday there's some left wingers are trying to call her the Ice Barbie because she had an ice flak jacket on walking around during raids.
Okay, a couple things.
Yeah.
Having done those raids, they require you at certain points to wear the flak jacket. Okay, sometimes they have for me, sometimes they haven't. Second, I'm sorry. She's a good-looking woman.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have this job because she's a good-looking woman.
Thank you. I know you. I didn't say it. I'm just saying that that's what the left is doing to criticize her already.
Relevant to the job. If she gets illegal aliens out of our country and oversees that, if when we have our next national emergency, weather or otherwise, because this happens, this is life, there are weather events, if she handles it perfectly and all that other stuff, why would her looks matter one way or another?
I'm with you. I mean, I never saw Mayorkas wearing one of those and attending anything, any activities at all to protect the border or protect American citizens, ever.
Yeah, because he didn't.
Right.
Pretty simple one there. But, yeah, I'm sorry. She's good looking. Like, okay, let's move on. She wanted this job. You know, she was reported on multiple shows yesterday in Fox that she specifically, like, went to Trump and said, like, I'm looking for the next step. This is what I want because this is the hardest job.
Wow.
And so here we go. He gave it to her. Let's roll.
The next image I want to see is her on horseback, because when she was governor out there, she used to do some cattle roundup every year, and she'd right. actually participate in it riding a horse. And again, she looked like a runway model while doing it. But if she could involve horseback in collecting some of these illegals, I think that would be fantastic. What an image.
So you want to see it in New York City, like some random gal on a horse riding through the Bronx?
Yeah, it's like it's like Elf, where they have the horse patrol, the mounted horse patrol in the park there, right?
The New York Park Rangers.
The New York Park Rangers, yeah, exactly.
Right. They had a problem with the Simon and Garfunkel concert in 83. Was that one of them?
That was it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I've enjoyed this. I had Eric Schmidt on earlier this morning, Todd, earlier this hour, and we were talking about the drop and flop that the media had during that news conference yesterday at the mere suggestion that we freeze money that we're sending out the door to foreign countries and NGOs just to look at where the money's going before we let it go, and they lost their mind and acted like people on Medicaid weren't going to get their money.
Right.
Checks.
They went ballistic because they are so indoctrinated to the world of government just giving money to people because why not? Any potential introspection on that front? No, we can't have that. Can't. Absolutely not. That's not how government works. We just give $36 trillion to other countries. Absolutely cannot. Speaking of giving things to people, I don't know how much time we have left. When are you giving us Nolan Arredondo?
Arenado? I don't know.
Whatever the hell his name is.
I think we're trying to. I think the Cardinals are actively trying to trade him. I imagine they're trying to get something in return for it. We're in one of those funny years here, Todd, where we've basically accepted the fact that this is a rebuilding year, and okay. So they're the people are for sale.
Well, not the my issue is when you announce that.
Yes.
Usually you ruin your own bargaining position.
Well, I know they haven't.
In turn, you can't accept, like, you can't demand that the other teams give you a lot. Just give them to us. We'll eat some money.
They haven't said that, but I'm saying it. I mean, they're basically bringing in a new general manager next year, right? To replace Mozeliak, but they're going to keep Mozeliak around for one more year, and then they're going to let the other guy just kind of languish and work on the minor league system until then, you know, developing talent. Well, what does that tell you? They're not going to go out and spend a bunch of money on big talent. They're just going to wait and see what happens this year.
Fine.
That's a rebuilding
year. Give them to the Yankees. Get them off your books. Do this as Mark Cox and St. Louis. I do this hit every week. Do this as a favor to me. Talk to your representatives. Get them to put a little pressure on the Cardinals just to get this done. Just do it for me.
Well,
it would be, you know, how, like, you send me a shirt. By the way, love that shirt that you sent, the long sleeve. Great.
Yeah.
This would be something your viewers can do, your listeners, excuse me.
Well, we'll see what we can do, Todd. We will. But he's already turned down one trade, so we'll see. We were going to send him, where was it, to Houston or somewhere? I can't remember. And he didn't want to go there. So maybe he'll want to go to the Big Apple.
That's right.
We'll see.
On horseback with Christino.
that might be enough to get him up there. I don't know. I don't know Nolan personally. Todd, thank you, my friend.
Have a great one.
You too. See you later. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. Love to get him on here. Whole lot of common sense right there in that man. Let me tell you what.
Get more at 971talk.com.